This is Barry Paul Price, and today I wanted to offer you an audio meditation to address one of the core issues that comes up again and again for women who are having trouble attracting their soulmate. If you've ever had an experience where a man has disappointed you, experience where you worry about whether a man you like is going to lose interest in you or stay interested, or if the relationship is going to lose its chemistry, lose its fire, or if you've even wondered whether you're good enough for a guy that you really like, or even if you've worried whether there's a man who's really good enough to be your soulmate who's out there, then in some way, shape, or form, you've experienced the fear of not feeling like you are enough. This shows up all over our lives in little ways. It can show up as saying things like, there isn't enough time, I'm too busy. There's not enough money. I'm worried that I won't make enough food for everybody. If you experience this theme of not enoughness, and you are also telling yourself that there aren't enough good men, you don't know where to find them, you feel like there is a scarcity of love in your life, the core underlying issue is one of feeling like you are not enough. So right now, I want to invite you to find a safe, comfortable place to close your eyes. And we're going to drop into a space of adjusting your belief of feeling like you are enough. Close your eyes and begin to allow your breathing to relax into a deeper, slower pattern. And as you do so, I want you to allow your mind to go back to times when you have felt loved and felt surrounded by love or felt love towards someone or something in your life, whether it was a friend, a niece, a nephew, a relative, a pet, a mentor. Find that feeling of love and begin to turn that feeling of love towards yourself. And imagine yourself in a beautiful light, picturing the best version of you that you can remember, that time in your life when you were joyful and free and least judging of yourself, a time when you didn't worry what others thought of you. You didn't worry if you were doing enough, getting enough done, being enough for coworkers, kids, boyfriends, husbands, or anybody else. A time in your life where you felt carefree. And as you imagine that joy and being filled with that self-love at that time, repeat the words softly to yourself in your mind. I am enough. I am enough. I am enough as I am. I accept who I am. I love myself as I am. And breathe in that feeling of being enough for yourself. And as you carry this out into your week with this short little attitude and mental and spiritual adjustment that we're giving you in your love life, notice the ways that you push good away from yourself. Where do you not accept praise or a compliment? Where don't you allow someone to help you? Where are you not feeling good enough to receive in your life? Where are you not treating yourself as good enough to deserve something that you want or need but aren't giving yourself? Begin to notice whether you treat yourself like you are enough, or whether the fear of not being enough is underlying what's keeping true love with a soulmate out of your life. doing an adjustment like we just did creates a wonderful temporary shift, but it won't create permanent change in just 3 or 4 minutes. If you really want permanent change, you need a consistent program of action, a plan to help remove these kinds of fears, barriers, and blocks, so you can not only know you are enough, but have the life and the love you deserve. Much love.